Hey friends, it's October 3rd, and this month so far we've been talking about attitude, about addiction, and today's Pray Today ties in with those things as well. And I just want to speak candidly with you today. Today we're talking about sins that I just want to ignore. Isn't it so easy to justify sin, especially what we deem is little sin? You know, this word ignore has negative connotations. You know, when you think about being a child and a child being bullied by someone, and the number one word of advice is ignore them and they'll go away. Ignore them and they won't bother you anymore. Now, that may be true at times with people who display bullying behaviors, but when it comes to sin, ignoring sin, big or small, never helps us grow closer to God. You know, I have said so many times, it's as if a wall is built between me and God when I have unconfessed sin in my life. When I have sin that has not been met head on. And really what it boils down to, when I have sin in my life that I want to just ignore, it just boils down to pride. I'm too prideful to admit that I'm wrong, or I'm too prideful to admit that these sins build a wall between God and myself. They break our fellowship together. They hurt our relationship. Sometimes the sins that we want to ignore are big sins. Sins that we just don't want to face because they seem so impossible to overcome. But I want to remind you that you serve a God of the impossible. A God that does the impossible every day. Maybe it's small sins that you just justify as okay because they're not as bad as other sins, or they're not as bad as other people's sins. Sins like gossip, or sins like what we talked about the other day, negativity, a bad attitude. Maybe you have an addiction, as we talked about, to a substance, and it's controlling your relationships with other people, your relationship with God. I want to encourage you today to make a mental note of a sin that you tend to ignore. Maybe it's something that is seemingly small, like cheating, not following the law in certain areas. And I'm not asking you to become legalistic. Obviously, laws and rules are put there for a purpose, and that's usually protection of us or of others. But what sins do you tend to give yourself a free pass with? Think about that as we pray. Father, I know that in order to continue growing in my relationship with you, I need to take off the blinders. And I need to make sure that I'm not fooling myself when it comes to sin. Lord, there are people listening today who already feel a conviction by the Holy Spirit of a specific sin. Maybe it's gossip, or maybe it's attitude, maybe it's an addiction, maybe it's lying, not fully telling the truth, embellishing stories for acceptance, doing things that are just a little bit unethical, that we know in our heart of hearts they're not your desire for us. Lord, the last thing that I want is to build up walls that make our fellowship strained, that make our relationship harder. And so, Father, I just pray for myself and those listening that you would so clearly point out to us those little areas that are so easy to justify, so easy to ignore. But those little areas that other people notice, and sometimes, if we're honest, they don't see a difference between us and those who don't follow Jesus. And Lord, we're not okay with that. Father, thank you for your unfailing mercy and forgiveness. But God, I don't want to take advantage of that forgiveness. I want to take care of that sin. So Lord, I just pray for strength and guidance. Would you enlighten us to those areas of our lives that we tend to have blinders on? Because we want to represent you well. Thank you for always being patient with us. But Lord, we want to be closer to you. We know in order for that to happen, we need to deal with little things that we give ourselves free passes on. So Lord, would you forgive us? Would you move us forward? Thank you. And help us, Lord, to be teachable to what you desire of us. Amen.